Bem, Simon Sadi, Sif Chav Zayin. Continuing in the Kitzer of Hilchos Shabbos. Called over Shi Yisrael Asa La'asay Se Asa Gam Ken Al Yedei Akum. Anything that a Yid is not allowed to do, a Goy also can't do. Mikol Mokum Yimei HaChayref, but in the winter, Kimet Shem Matona La'asik, is the Tanah Gedei L'cham Asa Ba'asay Yedei Akum. Since if it's cold, you're allowed to ask the Goy to heat up the house, because we said kol chayli etzelatina, everybody's considered chaylim when it's cold, and you're allowed to ask a guy to help chaylim. The meaning is that you can go, the guy can go take the food that was already cooked, so it's not bishul akum, and he could put it onto the stove before he turns it on. Then he could turn it on. Since his kavanah is not to heat up the tavshilin, only to heat up the house, yesh matirin, though therefore it's there are matirin. Why? Because it's not his kavanah. Since that wasn't his kavanah, so then it's okay. That's we allow these things by a guy. That's why if you, let's say you left the light on in your fridge, you forgot to put it on Sabbath mode, you're allowed to ask the guy to open the refrigerator. And then, even though the light's going to go on because it's a psik resh, the same thing, you can have a guy go into a car, even though it's going to turn on a light because he's trying to open the door, he's not trying to turn on a light. But that's dafka if you put it on there before it's before he heated up, but not afterwards. And it's poshut if he didn't want to heat up the house. He wasn't turning it on to heat up the house. Ela b'shvila tafshilin. He was putting it on for the cooked food. Vada also b'chol inyan. Then it's aser in all situations. And some say it's aser even if his kavana was to heat up the house because he was also having in mind heating up your food. The minig is like the matirin. Kamakam kol bal nefesh yesh al mahachmir al atzmi b'makom shein sham tzara kol kach. You should try and be strict if there's not such a tzaruch. And for sure on those tanure barzel, like it's ovens made out of iron that they constantly warm things up. Meaning, till now he's talking about if it was an abnormal way to warm things up. But this tanur we're talking about where it was. Where they normally warm things up. Even though they're heating it up on Shabbos, and the guy is putting it on there before Hasaka. Somebody who has Yiras Hashem should stay away from this. Now, the fallout from this is can you put a hot plate on a timer and put the food on there before the timer turns on? Or a crock pot, it's all these types of things, especially this year when it was a 3-day Yom Tov by Pesach, people were asking whether they could do this. So the Chazon Ish was not pro doing this. Ramesh Feinstein for sure, because he was against all Shabbos clocks. But the Chazon Ish was also against it because it's too similar to cooking, to having to cooking on Shabbos. A little difficult to understand that Pesach, but that's the way he said it. If somebody pours liquid into a place where grass is going to grow, he's chayav because the liquid causes that the karka is going to grow. The grass is going to grow. And that's why there's a minig not to eat in a garden. It's very difficult to be careful that nothing spills. Besides for that, the garden usually doesn't have an eruv, so you can't carry there. So that is the minig that you don't eat on the grass. However, there are places going to say it's okay because if you're only having soda and these types of things, because nobody really wants to water their garden with soda or schnapps and that type of thing. A sponge that doesn't have a handle. You can't use it to wash the dishes, etc., because you're going to end up squeezing. Lamed also laroik, you're not allowed to spit. But when the wind it's going to scatter the saliva, because that's called zayda. That's like winnowing, right? Some people, because of this, say, I mean, there's those that disagree with this whole thing. That's what some people want to say. You can't spray deodorant on Shabbos because the nozzle, spreads out the deodorant and makes it go all over. But the Pesukim say that that's not an issue. Basula, this is a very common question. A basula, meaning a single girl, is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to undo the braid. I mean, you're not allowed to braid hair on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to undo it either, because it's similar to building and destroying. Right? And of course, it's going to be also do that to a wig.
What if the person is showering before Shabbos, puts in a braid because they want wavy hair in the morning, so they want to take the braid out in the morning?
Oh, you're not allowed to undo the braid. You can undo the whatever the thing that they hold it to keep it there, and they can undo it. And then if it falls out by itself, it falls out by itself. But they can't undo it.
Yeah,
Right?
this is a problem I have all the time.
Sure, Avi. Yeah. Avo, you chayl sakin sarasev yadayim, but she's allowed to do it with her hand. Right? Meaning you can fix the hair with your hand. You can't braid it. Chazir, and if you want to use a brush that's made from a pig's thing, if it's very hard, that it's impossible that it won't take out hair, also Lucifer, you can't use it. Avalim, if it's not hard, then it's mutter to be masakin the hair. If she's meyached the brush, that's where you get that you need a special Shabbos brush, because some want to say if it pulls out hair, so then it's muksa, even if you do it, even if you do it properly, meaning it's something that's normally used for a whole week. Now, curling eyelashes. The common question: can you curl eyelashes? Another one for Avi Santeg. I don't know. I believe that it's also because that's also some form of building. But I don't know now. I used to tell people that it's also. Now I'm doubting it, because really you're not. I mean, you can't curl it. Curling with your hand for sure is okay, but you need a device to curl it. So I'm not sure if that's called really styling the hair or not. Then there's another thing where they take the hair. And the girls take the hair and they wrap it around. They wrap it around like a sock or something round, or like a stick, while they sleep, and then it curls the hair. I don't know. I wasn't sure about that. I heard that there are rabbanim that matter it because it's not mamish like a curl. Because then you also get into the Hasidim, with their payas. Can they form their payas? So if it's made before Shabbos and all they're doing is playing with it to keep it, so then yes. Right, otherwise, I don't know. I don't see why it should be mutter. Fine. Lamed beis. Beged ukiyatzu love. If you have clothing that gets dirty, you can wipe it with a smartut, with a rag, but it has to be dry. You can't pour water on it. Putting water on clothing is like kibbutz. Let's say a kid goes to the bathroom on a garment. Also, you're not allowed to pour water on this. When people ask this, they're like, what am I going to do? Is it going to sit on my clothing for the rest of Shabbos? Yeah, I don't know what the option is. But if the kid goes to the bathroom on the ground or on a wood utensil or on leather, then you are allowed to put water on it. Right? Meaning, because it's only clothing that's a problem, because it's absorbent. Things that are not absorbent are not. Now, what about plastic? Or nowadays, our clothing, a lot of it is polyester and rayon and all that type of thing. So the question is, does it absorb? If it doesn't absorb, then it's fine. If it absorbs, it's a problem. Let's say when somebody washes his hands and he wants to dry it in a towel, first rub your hands together to get most of the water off. So only a little water left. Because with a little bit of water, it's not going to be considered like washing the towel that you're wiping your hands in. Right? So therefore, if you rub off the most of the water before, then it's not a problem. Nowadays, there are, those towels we don't really care about. That's so it's really more, it's more makeup. But mapa tzavua, if it's a color towel, this also helps. Ain lachosh b'cholin, you know, we don't have to be worried of cholin. Because it's not even shayach washing. Meaning a white towel is much more of an issue with the washing. Fine. A barrel that has water. Also, lifras la baggage chain of a yuchal lechasosabai. Excuse me, you're not allowed to put a cloth over it that's not miyuchid to close it with. The pashina shema yorg de sita, because we're afraid if you're going to cover the barrel with some cloth, you're going to end up squeezing that cloth. I'm a beggar, I'm a yuchid loy, murtel lechasos, I'm a beggar, it's miyuchid. It is murtel to cover it over the kiman, the miyuchid loy, loy hashina, she yischot. We're not concerned for you, you're going to squeeze it out because that's what you do. Right? That's what you meant, that's what it's meant to do. Lama dalit in nishbach mayim al v'kadoyme. Right, if water spilled on a shulchan of kadoyme, I think my missing the word shulchan. Nishbach mayim al shulchan v'kadoyme. Also lakanu v'beged shumit makbar alof. That you're not allowed to wipe it up with a beged that you're going to be makbar on it. The given the ikam mayim rubin, since there's a lot of water, chashina shem yischait. We're afraid that maybe you're going to squeeze it. You're not allowed to dry with towels or clothing. Anything that's like a bottle that has a very thin opening, the machmas doichkan, because it's very small, nischat hamashka, then the liquid is going to be squeezed out from it. And even though you don't care about it, but the bottom line is, it's going to be considered like washing the cloth that you're using. These all don't apply when you use paper towels. Let's say somebody's walking and it rains on him. You're allowed to still walk to your house, even though you're going to be squeezing out the clothing. Right, but there was no gezeira done in that situation. But you can't actually squeeze it. But it's just you don't have to worry if it happens to be get squeezed. Because your paishton, and when he takes them off, also l'shachton kedesh shi'is yamshu, you're not allowed to spread it out for them to dry. Even if they're just wet from sweat, also l'shachton, you can't spread it out because it looks like you just did laundry. For sure, you can't put it next to the fire. And even if you're wearing them, where it's very hot, because you might end up cooking the water that's stuck in your clothes. It's also to shake a beged from the water. And a beged that you're makvid on the liquid. Once you take it off, let's say it's something you really don't want to get wet. Let's say you got stuck in the rain with a suit. You never want your suit to get wet. That's why you dry clean it. You still can't move it. Because we're afraid that once you put it down, if you're going to pick it up, you'll be like, oh my gosh, and I'm ruining my suit. And then your initial reaction would be to squeeze it out. So therefore, you can't move it at all. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a good talk and a fine night.